KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 6 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 21. Wind chill advisory is in effect until 10 a.m. for Adair, Adams, Dallas, Guthrie, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties in our listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Montgomery County report a Red Oak man was arrested last night on an assault charge. 34-year-old Brent Matthew Harold was arrested at around 8:50 p.m. for domestic assault. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. One person died, three others were injured during a rollover accident in Madison County early Saturday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says 24-year-old Austin D. Ayers of Casey was partially ejected and died in the crash that happened around 4:20 a.m. on 310th Street near the intersection with Clark Tower Road, about 8 miles south of Winterset. 22-year-old Shai J. Terry, 23-year-old Cody L. Zimmerline, and 15-year-old Drew Steckelberg, all of Adair, were injured in the crash. Terry was ejected from the vehicle and flown by LifeNet helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines, where she is said to be recovering from multiple injuries, which reportedly include a broken hand, a collarbone, and collapsed lung, along with numerous cuts and abrasions. Zimmerline and Steckelberg were transported by Madison County ambulance to the Madison County Hospital in Winterset. They suffered minor injuries and were treated at the hospital and later released. Zimmerline and Terry were not wearing their seatbelts while Steckelberg was belted in. Officials say the accident happened as the SUV was traveling westbound on 310th Street when Ayers failed to negotiate a curve in the road. The 1998 Jeep Grand Cherokee entered the northwest ditch and overturned before coming to rest on its wheels. The accident remains under investigation. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a one-vehicle rollover accident occurred on southbound I-29 at exit 24, but the time of the accident was not released during the report. After investigation, it was determined the 27-year-old Trenton Murray of Omaha was driving a 2011 Chevy Malibu southbound on I-29 approaching exit 24 when the car left the roadway and entered the median. The vehicle then rolled over and struck the cable barrier and came to rest near the center support or the exit 24 overpass. Murray was transported to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by LifeNet, suffering from serious injuries. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in that crash. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Tabor Fire and Rescue, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Mills County Sheriff's Office. A drug bust Friday evening in Villisca culminated in the arrest of six people, according to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. A five-month-long investigation into narcotics activity resulted in the execution at around 5:30 p.m. Friday, of search warrant at 129 North 4th Avenue in Villisca. The search warrant resulted in the discovery of about 127 grams of marijuana, more than $2,200 in U.S. currency, numerous items of drug packaging material, a 9mm handgun, and around 600 rounds of ammunition. Those items were taken into evidence and persons in the home arrested. Among those arrested was 19-year-old Jeffrey Stephen Witts of Villisca, who was charged with three counts of delivery of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, and a drug tax stamp violation. 20-year-old Jesse Leroy Barger of Villisca was charged with delivery of a controlled substance, possession of the controlled substance with intent to deliver, a drug tax stamp violation, child endangerment, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Barger was also wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for contempt of court associated with a third-degree burglary charge. 24-year-old Andrew Jackson Rice, 27-year-old Brandon Scott Johnson, and 27-year-old Lacey Faye Doris, all of Villisca, were charged with child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, while 26-year-old Joseph Dean White of Villisca was charged with child endangerment plus an additional possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Each of the suspects were being held in Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before a magistrate. The Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Adams County Sheriff's Office, Page County Sheriff's Office, and Red Oak Police. In the funeral announcements, Harold Rao, age 92, of Defiance, died Thursday. A massive Christian burial service for Harold Rao will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ronald Pathout, age 74, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Ronald Pathout will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bill Bailey, age 86, of Oakland, died Friday. Graveside services for Bill Bailey will be today at 1:30 at the Carson Cemetery in Carson. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Lorraine Arp, age 91, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Lorraine Arp will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Phyllis Callender, age 90, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Phyllis Callender will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Jeannie Christensen, age 80, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Jeannie Christensen will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Simpson, age 78, of Coon Rapids, died Friday in Carroll. A massive Christian burial service for Dolores Simpson will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids is in charge of the arrangements. Teresa Jansen Benning, age 61, of Avoca, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Teresa Jansen Benning will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Dr. John Warish, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dr. John Warish will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Gary Holloway, age 70, of Kirkman, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gary Holloway will be this coming Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.